Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Houston Astros and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting second. The left fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. May moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Alou reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jackson. Fuentes moves to second. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy bunts in front of the plate. Haller fields it and throws to first for the out. Bateman moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bateman moves to third. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. Hart moves to second. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Haller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0 for 0 in the game. Justy bunts towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Lanier covering, for the out. Bateman moves to second. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Justy covering, for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 1 in the game. Marichal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lanier takes first base on ball 4. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lanier moves to second. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gabrielson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Mays reaches second base with a double. Lanier scores. Gabrielson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Rahart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heizu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Alou reaches second base with a double. Hart goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Giants. Mike Cuellar now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's 6-1, Giants. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haller moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haller moves to third. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-2 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cuellar, and towards Jackson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haller scores. It's 7-1, Giants. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gabrielsen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gabrielsen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Landrum now playing left field. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bateman strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Harrison pinch hits for Mike Cuellar. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heizu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Alou reaches second base with a double. Hart moves to third. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Haller hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Astros 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0 for 3 in the game. Marichal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Marichal reaches second base with a double. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick P. Arc in San Francisco.